Happy November! This is Jan Brett, and this is my November Hedgegram, the time I take every month to tell you what is going on in my life as an illustrator and a children's book storyteller. In a few days, my husband Joe and I will begin our fall book tour. Every weekday, I talk to journalists in the cities and towns I'll be visiting about the 20th anniversary of the Mitten and the Snowy Treasury. One question I've been asked many times is, are children changing? And are children still interested in books? I've been thinking about this question because I am not a parent of a young child, and I have to rely on my little great-nieces, Stella, Anna, and Mia, and my grandchildren, Patrick, Gavin, Katie, Zoltan, and Torin, to answer that. The two older boys love video games and videos. But they like their books too, especially ones that cater to their interests, which revolve around science and adventure. The mothers and dads of Stella, Anna, Mia, and Katie have been reading books to their children before they were even aware a book was a book. There's a special interaction when a parent reads a book and makes a funny voice or adds little asides about the story. I was amazed to check on Katie, who was not even old enough to speak, one night at bedtime. She had her cloth book propped up and was turning the pages solemnly until something tickled her fancy, and then she would laugh and laugh. It made me think that we must find it natural to have that tactile book feeling and to see a story unfold, bits at a time. Our little ones aren't old enough to tote around their favorite possession, a dog-eared copy of their favorite book, but they are old enough to ask for the same story over and over again. Often they surprise us when they play the scenes in their book with their dogs and animals, or they play the character themselves. Role-playing is an important part of childhood. We get to explore how to be different kinds of people. My guess is that children still love their books, but their lives may be busier than those of children a few years ago. I always have 3 or 4 books going, and my biggest challenge is to find the time to read. When I go out on the book tour, one of the most moving experiences that I have is when a child shows me one of their drawings that is full of talent and individualism. Anybody can be taught to draw, but occasionally a child will come with a whole new way of expressing themselves through details, the characters they make up, unusual color choices, and techniques. I remember being 6 or 7 and being shy and tongue-tied. When I drew a picture, I felt I could say what I wanted to say in a much better way. When I meet a child that doesn't say a word, but has that look of being more than usually interested, I feel like I've met a kindred soul. I know many of the people who come to my book signings come because their child is a gifted writer and artist. Maybe they're even a teacher with gifted students. It is a thrill to meet the future artists of our world, and what a privilege it is to be able to demonstrate with a drawing for them and tell them about the first spark of a book idea, about fanning the flames until it's a full-blown story, and then shaping and finishing that story until it has a life of its own. At my book signings, I'll first tell a little bit about myself and introduce my husband, Joe. He's a musician with a Boston Symphony, but his 6-foot-tall double bass is too large to carry on the bus. On the book tour, we enjoyed working together, and he helps organize the signings and the travel schedule. I will do a painting and talk about it, so it's like an art lesson, and I'll give 3 tips that you can use for the rest of your life. I will tell you how I got the idea for the hat, because that is the story I made up. It's in the Snowy Treasury. Lastly, I will talk to the children about their creativity. I could talk for hours, but I need to leave time for signing books. If you can't come to my signing, there are art lessons on my website and videos that are taken on previous book tours. Happy reading, writing, and drawing. Your friend, Jan Brett.